Apple's iPhone 16 eloquy launch event. A sign of things to come? Mark Vina, Apple's toned-down announcement of the iPhone 16 marks a strategic shift in how the company approaches product differentiation within its lineup. Unlike the flagship iPhone 16 and 16 Pro models, which will undoubtedly receive a major marketing push later in the year, the 16e appears to be a more pragmatic addition aimed at a specific audience rather than a mass-market spectacle. Pragmatism-infused marketing strategy Apple has positioned the iPhone 16e as a lower-cost alternative that retains core iPhone capabilities without the premium features of the higher-end models. This approach aligns with Apple's ongoing segmenting user-based strategy. High-end users gravitate toward Pro models. At the same time, cost-conscious buyers still get a new option without the need for deep discounts on previous-generation devices. Given the growing demand for mid-range devices, particularly in emerging markets, the iPhone 16e could be Apple's answer to a more competitive price segment. The new A18-powered iPhone 16e strategically exposes Apple Intelligence, the company's highly touted AI capability, to entry-level iPhone users. How the iPhone 16e online launch flowed the pre-recorded iPhone 16e unveiling film follows Apple's traditional style, making a mid-cycle model feel noteworthy. Still, it was shorter than a typical major Apple smartphone launch, less than 13 minutes. Of course, Apple launched the iPhone 16e via traditional news release and a keynote-style video, like a typical WWDC or a September iPhone event. Tim Cook and other Apple staff introduced the device in an organized manner in the video. As a technology analyst who has attended these events, besides getting some hands-on time with anything the company announced at the event, the in-person format has always been less convenient for me, given the challenges of taking notes and writing on a laptop in a cramped seat inside the Steve Jobs Theater inside Apple's spaceship headquarters. Not surprisingly, the iPhone 16e video's pacing, transitions, and scripting matched Apple's signature presentation style. Apple usually divides its marketing into event presentations and commercials. The former involves Tim Cook and other executives revealing new devices on stage, while the latter has high-production commercial videos demoing products. Apple's iPhone 16e video combined both methods. The short product video featured key Apple team members explaining the device on stage at Apple Park, making it feel more like a keynote than an ad. It's a small detail, but raises questions regarding Apple's product announcement strategy. In fairness to Apple, these short videos do allow it to recreate its keynotes and make the announcement much more substantial than a dry press release. In addition, this style keeps viewers interested longer. Apple's method encourages viewers to watch the entire presentation, like a keynote, despite the flood of short, catchy videos on social media. Finally, Apple may be experimenting with a new way to debut mid-cycle products, employing structured videos for lesser releases and full-scale events for major ones. This iPhone 16e launch might be a trial balloon for Apple to use mini keynotes for products that don't need a full-blown in-person event. Upcoming new iPads, AirPods, and Macs may be announced this way, testing what low-end iPhone consumers will accept. Introducing a new entry-level smartphone has always been a test of what customers are willing to accept from a minimal feature standpoint and won't cannibalize the higher-priced iPhone 16 and 16 Pro. At the product level, Apple may face considerable user backlash over the iPhone 16e's limited MagSafe functionality and its reliance on an in-house modem, particularly from those expecting a more uniform experience across the iPhone lineup. MagSafe has become a key ecosystem feature, enabling fast wireless charging and accessory compatibility. By restricting its capabilities in the 16e, Apple risks alienating users who rely on MagSafe for accessories like wallets, battery packs, and car mounts. The more significant challenge, however, could stem from Apple's first-generation in-house modem. This feature decision is a massive test for Apple. If performance, particularly in areas like signal strength, latency, and power efficiency, falls short of Qualcomm's established solutions, early adopters might express frustration. Given Apple's previous modem struggles and the complexity of network optimization, reliability concerns could deter some buyers. Apple's plan to reduce its reliance on Qualcomm depends in part on performance of the company's in-house developed 16e's modem. If the modem performs well, the transition away from Qualcomm will be smooth. If not, Apple may have to continue relying on Qualcomm for longer than anticipated. Apple's long-term iPhone strategy, Apple is keenly aware that a budget-friendly iPhone can eat into sales of its more expensive models. By keeping the 16e announcement low-key, Apple ensures it does not overshadow the upcoming flagship models, maintaining perception of exclusivity around the Pro line. The smartphone industry is seeing extended upgrade cycles, with consumers holding onto their devices longer. A subdued launch allows Apple to introduce the 16e without pressuring existing customers to upgrade immediately, while still appealing to new buyers looking for an affordable entry point into the iPhone ecosystem. Ultimately, Apple's understated approach suggests that the 16e is a calculated addition rather than a breakthrough product meant to quietly expand market reach without disrupting its premium branding. It will be interesting to see how this plays out. Reproduced with permission, originally published on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nita Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on F and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.